This is the Naked Scientists with me, Chris Smith. And this week, I'm looking at the hot discoveries announced at this year's AAAS Science Conference in Washington, D.C. On the way, batteries better than a piece of thin film and mouth and throat cancers. Why are the rates up 200% on 20 years ago? But first, we've probably all had the problem of the rechargeable battery that lasts less and less long after each recharge. Usually, it's terminal. Sorry about the pun, and the battery needs to be replaced, which is not ideal given how much they can cost. But now help is at hand with the equivalent of an internal band-aid for a battery. Here's Scott White.
In a nutshell, what we do is we put things into batteries that make them perform much, much better and a lot safer. And these little things that we put in are actually microcapsules, very, 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 very tiny little capsules. Basically, you can think of them as drugs that we put in. And inside of these capsules are special materials that, when they get released, make the battery healthy and last longer and be a lot safer.
When you say last longer, we're not talking batteries just going flat because they've run out of juice. This is as in the ability to recharge and discharge efficiently decays with time.
Exactly. Very, very well put. We would like batteries to last 10 years or something like that. But they certainly don't because of the charge and discharge cycling that we do to them.
What's actually happening? If I were to zoom in inside the battery with some kind of very powerful microscope and I could physically see inside the battery at a molecular level, what's going on to make my batteries last much less long as they age?
There's a lot of things happening. Probably the simplest thing that I can explain is that there are little cracks that open up inside of that battery. So physically, particles are breaking, and physically, two layers of different materials are separating. There's all kinds of very interesting electrochemical reactions that are undergoing at the same time. But physically, particles break, things separate, interfaces build up, and the end result is that the battery can no longer give you the power that you need.
But all of the ingredients are still in there, and so if you could stop that happening, you'd have a battery that did continue to perform well. And so what you're saying is your work is directed towards stopping that battery decaying in that way.
Exactly. Yeah, we're giving it a dose of loving medicine when it needs it, trying to protect it. When little cracks open up, we put things in there that heal those cracks, and then your battery is like the day it was born. It's like new.
Okay, well, can you explain that then in slightly more detail? So you are literally doping the electrodes with stuff, so if an area breaks, it repairs itself. This is, I suppose, a bit like these self-repairing car paints where there's little capsules of various things that, when they get exposed by the paint being damaged on the car surface, they heal the paint. You're doing the same at a battery level.
Exactly. In fact, we started with the very work that you're talking about, self-healing coatings, self-healing paints, self-healing polymers. And in those systems, we would put microcapsules in that would release a monomer, a polymer precursor that would eventually heal that crack. So now we've translated that technology into batteries. The materials that we deliver to the battery are, of course, completely different. They have a different intended function, but it's still predicated on the same thing. We have a capsule, very thin shell wall. Think of it as like an eggshell. And inside of our eggs are materials that will lead to the restoration of battery function. In terms of combating the longevity issue for this battery, we actually deliver conductive particles. So there are conductive particles on the inside of these eggshells that are in suspension. And when the eggshell breaks, that comes flooding out into the damage. Those particles are delivered to wherever there is damage, a crack, and it bridges that crack and it conducts electrons now, so it restores its conductivity.
I suppose you have to choose the composition of those repair particles very carefully so that they don't then participate in other reactions inside the battery, which would either be unsafe or would then further, given enough time, erode the capacity of the battery.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so there's one mantra that we have in our work, and that is to do no harm. So whatever we put into the battery cannot disrupt its natural performance from the outset. But what we do is give it additional functionality, in this case, self-healing behavior.
And with this approach applied to a battery, how much better does it become? How long can you extend the working life of a lithium cell with this?
Well, I can't answer that conclusively yet because it's all very, very new. But I can give you a flavor of how well this works. For example, some of the initial work that we have done on restoration of conductivity shows that within as little as 40 microseconds, we get full restoration of conductivity. 40 microseconds, that's an incredibly, incredibly short period of time, much, much, much faster than a hummingbird can beat its wings. And it's full restoration. It's 100% restoration of connectivity. Now, what that translates to in terms of how many more years you could use a battery, I don't know the answer yet. It's still way too new and a little bit far away to be able to predict yet. My goal, I think, is to really extend the lifetime 2, 3, or 4 times. If you did that, imagine how the economics of electric vehicles would change, because we're not talking about replacing a battery pack every 3 or 4 years now. We're talking about one battery pack that would last the entire lifetime of the car, or even longer.
Does this potentially also extend and expand the functionality of the battery? Because certain batteries can only do certain things because the current required for some applications would be way beyond the spec of the battery, because the batteries would clap out in no time because they would degrade. So if you could enable them to put themselves right, does that mean that your batteries are going to be able to be used in more different things?
Yeah, absolutely. It's an insightful question, because if you push a lithium-ion battery at a very, very high rate, you see degradation mechanisms that kick in immediately and would basically toast your battery very quickly. So there's a circuitry that's put in so that you don't actually push the battery that high. But if you could, and certainly it's capable of doing it, and it wouldn't hurt it, then all of a sudden you could use it very quickly, and you could use it for a long period of time. So hopefully these kinds of functionalities will be built into the next generation of batteries, and they'll give you everything you ever wanted.
Scott White from the University of Illinois.